Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, we're giving away a free T-shirt, a Devil Radio T-shirt, the third caller today, a Devil Radio T-shirt, custom designed by Crudy himself. So let's jump right in. A lot's happened in the last 3 days. And unfortunately, we have to go to Ron Johnson. My name is Ron Johnson. I come from Wisconsin. I work for Moscow there. That Ron Johnson, our senator, unfortunately. And since our show on Friday, he unloaded the following comments on television. Quote, when he was asked whether he was concerned or scared about the insurrection and the insurrectionists maybe bumping him off, here's what he said. Quote, he wasn't concerned. He said, I knew they were people who love this country, that truly respect law enforcement, that would never do anything to break the law. So I wasn't concerned. Then he went on and said, quote, now, had the tables been turned and Joe, quote, this is going to get me in trouble, and Trump was the elected president, he won the election, and tens of thousands of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, I would have been a little concerned, end quote. Now, that is such a frankly disgusting and bizarre thing to say. Let's unpack that. Let's unpack it. For Ron Johnson to say that the insurrectionists who swarmed the Capitol chanting, hang Mike Pence, and going down halls going, oh, Nancy, looking to beat her to death, killing one cop, Brian Sicknick, gouging the eye out of another, stabbing another with a pole, brain damaging two others by beating them in the head with lead pipes, getting one of their own shot by law enforcement as they broke in to kill congressmen, having another of their insurrectionists trampled to death as somebody stood next to her pleading, please don't step on her, and they trampled her to death. And they erected a gallows right outside, full view of the public, to hang Mike Pence and anybody else they could get their hands on. This is really like the Place de Concorde in the 1790s in France, where they beheaded Marie Antoinette, right there, one of the most famous plazas in all of Paris. And it would have gone down in infamy if they'd hanged Mike Pence there and Nancy Pelosi dragged them out and hanged them. They came close to doing it. They came close to doing it. If you looked at the video, Mitt Romney barely got away. He started to walk down a hallway and they hurried him the other way. Same with Schumer. Same with a lot of them. But let's unpack what Ron Johnson said. He said, I knew that they truly respected law enforcement. Now, here's kind of an elementary thing. If you respect law enforcement, you don't kill one of them. You don't gouge the eye out of one of them. You don't brain damage two of them. And you don't stab another with a pole. And you don't beat others, throw them down the stairs. They did an interview with one guy who was being beaten, and they're about to kill him. And he finally said, I have kids. And a few of them then stood around him to try to protect him. And he was badly injured. They wouldn't do that if they truly respected law enforcement. And then it says that they would never do anything to break the law. Okay. Well, felonies break the law. Killing A policeman breaks the law. Gouging the eye out of a cop breaks the law. Beating two of them over the head to brain damage them breaks the law. And stabbing one with a pole breaks the law. Criminal trespass breaks the law. And going through the Capitol looking to murder the vice president and the speaker of the House breaks the law. This all breaks the law. You know, this isn't a close case. What Ron Johnson said is false, and he knew that it was false. But then the twist. Now, had the tables been turned, he said. And then he said, this is going to get me in trouble. And he kind of grinned as a sly little cartoon grin. All he is doing is signaling to a base, a racial base. They said if the tables had been turned and Trump won the election, and there have been thousands of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, I would have been a little concerned. First of all of that is false. The Black Lives Matter demonstrations were peaceful demonstrations. They started out peaceful and most of them ended peaceful. And these are based on a guy getting strangled by a policeman in Minneapolis who had been subdued and was just lying there, and he strangled him. And now he's up for murder. And even then, they were peaceful. People went along. Friends of mine marched. My nieces marched. These were peaceful marches. There were a handful of provocateurs up in Minneapolis. They had one guy dressed all in black who was breaking windows. He was not part of that march. And there were some people on the far left who committed violence. And they should be arrested and they should be held accountable like anyone else. But to compare that to Donald Trump lathering up this crowd to go up and stop the counting of the vote, the acceptance of the certification from the 50 cents, a ceremonial counting. The states had certified their results. Donald Trump do that. They go up armed. Many of them had firearms. They were in their pockets. They were not confiscated, but they had them. But they also had clubs, poles. They beat people with fire extinguishers, and they kicked them almost to death. One woman did get trampled. Now, if Donald Trump had won the election, yes, I'm sure there would have been demonstrations, and they would have been like Black Lives Matter demonstrations. They would have not attacked the Capitol to stop the certification, the acceptance of the certification, which is a ceremonial function. They should all dress in colonial wigs and stand there and do a reenaction. That's basically what it is. Trump lathered them up. He said, if you show weakness, you're never going to take your government back. He said, I'm going to go with you. That was false. After there had been a lot of violence, he was finally pressured into saying, okay, go home, but I love you. You know, he always says, first of all, he's never been sincere about anything, saying that he loved them. He never told a woman that he loved her and he meant it, but he said he loved Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un had tortured Otto Warmbier to death, the University of Virginia student. It took a year to torture him to death. Trump said he loved him and went over to Hanoi at Kim Jong-un's insistence because that was the scene in the Vietnam War of a defeat for the United States. We could have easily won it by just bombing the living daylights out of these people, and we didn't do it, of course. We shouldn't have done it. He says he loves these people who'd killed the cop and brain damaged two others, stabbed another, and committed mayhem, it's called, gouging out the eye of another. He said he loved them. And then what Ron Johnson said, he would have been a little concerned. Well, you had Rudy Giuliani saying, let's have trial by combat. You had Don Trump Jr. urging violence. And Ron Johnson, this is our senator from Wisconsin, supposedly, saying all this. Everything that I just described that he said is false. And what it is the Republican Party, there's a wing of the Republican Party that has racialized politics. And it's introduced violence into politics. And neither of those statements were true other than during the beginning of the Civil War, which is 150 years ago. It's 150 years ago, 160 years ago. And that's what we have now. And many, many senators don't fall for it. Mitt Romney doesn't fall for it. Many members of Congress, Liz Cheney doesn't. Even John Barrasso from Wyoming, he's a medical doctor. He's right wing. I can't agree with hardly anything he ever does. But even he said that Ron Johnson's only speaking for himself, not for the Republican caucus. You know, Mississippi politics don't fly up here, Ron. They don't fly up here. There are Republicans and Democrats. There are conservatives and liberals. And there are people who are different on a lot of things. But remember something. Wisconsin sent regiments to the Civil War gladly. We were one of the states that most strongly supported Abraham Lincoln. We sent them from Racine and Milwaukee, from Janesville and Madison, from La Crosse, from all over the place in the state. And having a senator who says something like that, who deliberately injects race, thinking that he is going to appeal to a base, is dead wrong. And it is worse than a crime. It is a blunder. Because it's not only immoral, but it's not going to work. And it really sullies our state. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.